My next question is about contact lenses.
Okay.
I've been wearing them, and I'm wondering, I think you had mentioned something, the plastic on the eyes. Is there some kind of cuts the oxygen or something, or
well,
reaction?
The problem with a contact lens is that Fritz Pfaff has shown that one of the purposes of the eye is to fractionate light to distribute it to all the tissue in the body.
Oh.
And so when we place a contact lens, we don't get full spectrum light. So I think if we need something to support vision, you can certainly use it from time to time. But long-term, long-hour use, you're better off with a pair of glasses that kind of sit away from the eye socket so that regular daylight can get to that eye. Okay.
Yeah, okay, because I think I'm going to switch because I've noticed my eyesight, they're not as strong because
yeah.
I've been wearing the contacts a couple of years.
Well, unfortunately, I think that in some cases it can be worse. Some cases
yeah.
it can stop the eyeball itself from degeneration. So some cases it may be very good. But again, we need a minimum of 20 minutes of full spectrum daylight, and I think that's not an accurate minimum. I've got to research that some more. I think the eyeball, to strengthen all the tissue of the body, needs a good hour a day of full spectrum daylight. You know what I mean?
Okay, and if someone can't get that, is there like those indoor lights, like in the wintertime, that are helpful?
They're helpful, but remember, they're not even remotely close to daylight. You know, you're looking at the sun, which the light on the pavement is more than 100,000 candle power.
That's a lot. Yeah.
I think God was showing off when he made sunlight. You know what I mean? So it's hard to match that. But I think if you got your minimum of 20 minutes three times a week, it's going to be helpful. But if that time and the daylight is in contact lenses, you may have a problem. Okay?
Okay.